SBS Radio.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Dear listeners, now we are with Ms. Jodie Mackay from the Labour Party, who is NSW Shadow Minister for Transport as well. Welcome to SBS Punjabi, Ms. Mackay.
Thank you, and very good to be here again.
First of all, what are the main issues that you think, if your party comes to power, would like to address in NSW?
Well, look, when you're out talking to people, I think the biggest issue that people bring up is around overdevelopment, so how our infrastructure copes with the significant development and high-rise that is going up in communities right across Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
People also talk about, of course, the cost of living, so the cost of electricity bills and the daily commute. There are issues that people raise. People also are worried about the environment and climate change. That's another big one that keeps coming up in my electorate. But it is certainly going to be a close election, and I can say that Labour is in it to win it.
And anything from Indian community, because you are meeting them all the time.
Yes.
Anything in particular?
So I have a big Indian-Australian community, quite obviously, and they raise the issues that are similar to everyone else. They also value, of course, education. So we've indicated, of course, that we're going to air condition every school, that we're going to replace 1,000 demountables, that we're going to have a massive infrastructure spend on schools right across Sydney. And, of course, the other big one is around community languages. So the federal government is working with us. They've promised grants of up to 25,000 for community language schools. And in my electorate, that's really important. But we need to make sure, of course, that our public schools are open and allow for community language schools. You know, there's some issues there, I think, that my Indian Australian community raised around public transport. So we said we'll fast track the Western Metro. But I do think that education comes out on top.
Since you are Shadow Minister for Transport and you touched on congestion and rails and stuff, do you have the magic stick with you? Like you can sort out all those, you know, chaos on the central station and everywhere?
Yeah, so what we've seen since November 2017 when the minister introduced a new timetable is that when there is an incident on the system, the entire network collapses. He was warned about that by his agency. He did nothing about it. What we have said is that we will review that timetable, and we've got $3 billion we're going to put behind it to ensure that we can get a train system that works, because there is nothing worse than being left behind for half an hour or an hour by a train that's simply doesn't turn up. The other thing I think in public transport is about, and it comes back to that affordability issue, we're going to make public transport free for children.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it about building a culture of public transport, but it is in fact about making sure that we've got young people who are using public transport and cars off the road. We're going to slash the airport access fee to $5. And of course, importantly, when there is a delay and it's avoidable, so the government's problem, we'll make sure that commuters are reimbursed. I think the other important issue is that we will be focusing on public transport and not on building toll roads. We know that we're the most tolled city in the world, and we know that the government hasn't considered in many of these projects a public transport option. So that's a lot of the work that we'll be doing. It will be a focus unashamedly on public transport.
This free travel or no toll roads, will it bring down the income for the government?
Well, I think it's important to note that there is a contract. The government sold 51% of the Sydney Motorway Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It signed us up to a private entity for WestConnex for 42 years. It will increase at above CPI, so 4%. I think it is important to know that every single policy that we propose is costed and put before the Parliamentary Budget Office. It's really important that people have the confidence that what we're doing the state can afford. But I think if you look at what has happened under this government, there have been cost blowouts in infrastructure projects totaling about $14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
They're cost blowouts of infrastructure projects, and I don't think people want that waste. I don't think people want a government that actually privatises electricity, privatises our ports, and then wastes it, which is what they've done.
But currently the government is saying that they have brought the unemployment to the lowest level, 3.9% or something, as well as there's no debt on NSW at the moment.
Well, you know, I would argue that this is not a government that's a good financial manager. They've obviously gone through a property boom, which has been very beneficial to the bottom line through stamp duty. We're about to enter a period where that is not going to be as rosy. I would argue that $14 billion wasted when they pushed for a privatisation agenda is not what any responsible person would want. So I think that... you know, what I would say is that I think this government is not a responsible economic manager, but I will also say that it is about government delivering on public services and recognising that this is occurring in a time where it is very, very tough for most families. So, you know, the government has a responsibility to make sure that we're looking at innovative policies, bold policies, dealing with climate change, but it is affordable and people can have confidence that we are doing that because everything has to be put before the Parliamentary Budget Office so that when we go to the election, the people can be sure that we can afford this as a state.
And what about the regional areas? A lot of discussion is going on about development in the regional area so that the new migrants or the new students can go and settle in regional areas.
Yes, and I think that's really, really important because the government has obviously focused on Sydney and we've seen that with their $2.2 billion stadium splurge. But I think the regional areas want a government that focuses on rural and regional New South Wales. And it's really interesting because one of the big issues in those rural and regional areas is actually climate change because a lot of our rural community is experiencing severe drought. So they want a government that recognises the cost of living pressures and also environment, which, and I think what is happening in the bush, and Michael has said this and our leader has said this and I agree, is that this election will be won or lost in the bush because there are issues here in Sydney. But when people in regional and rural New South Wales look at what the National Party has not done in their partnership with the Liberal government, they do feel very, very strongly about the amount of money that is being spent in Sydney and wasted in Sydney. And the stadiums is a really good example of that. And when I talk to my Indian Australian community, that is something that they also raise with me. They want investment in education and they want investment in health in particular.
Any comments on candidates from the Indian background in the current election?
Look, I'm so thrilled that we've actually pre-selected candidates who have an Indian heritage in winnable seats. So we're not just putting them in the upper house in an unwinnable position. We are actually putting them in winnable seats like Durga Owen in Seven Hills and Karishma Kalyanda in Holsworthy. We've got Alan who's standing in Epping who has an Indian heritage. Of course, Daniel Mookie in the upper house. Aruna Chandrala is now standing in the upper house as well. So we've got really good candidates. But I would say to the Liberal Party that they haven't done what we've done because, you know, you need good candidates from a diverse background in winnable seats. And they don't have that in this election.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time talking to us and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. And I hope after the 23rd that I continue to see you at all the wonderful Indian events that we have around Sydney. And thank you for everything SBS does as well. I'm very appreciative.
SBS Radio. Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.